Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful song, and that's by our brother Cedric, who we're getting ready to bring on, and we're going to chop it up with him in a second here. I just want to give a shout out to all of our friends around the world. May God bless all of you guys, and may God keep you well. I hope you are good and everything is good for you. And so, yeah, I just want to say, hey, I hope all our friends are good. God has been very faithful, and we have been very blessed here. And so we look forward to just chopping it up. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And so we're going to bring Cedric on right now, and then we're going to chop it up with him. He's a young man, and he's out of Atlanta right now. Well, actually, he's not in Atlanta now. He's I think he's somewhere I'll find out where he is shortly. But I believe he's in the Carolinas. So, but anyway, God bless you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in today and being a part of Solar Records Radio as we are doing our best to be our best here. And I got my brother Don Fleming on the line. Don, how are you, my brother?
Oh, you know, I'm here. What's going on, man?
So this is my co-host, and you know, and so you guys, he don't usually come in this early, so I'm excited to have him on. And he just missed Cedric's song, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if you
I'm at the desk right now, and I just wanted to, you know, like come in because I have a closing today that I'm getting ready to go to, but I wanted to call in since I'm here working at the desk. So I'm good. It's Wednesday. Let's do it.
All right. So we have on a young man. And he's the same age as my son, my youngest son. And so we're going to have a good time chopping it up with him. So let's bring on Cedric Rowland right now. Cedric, are you there, my brother?
I'm here. How's it going?
Cedric, how you doing, man? He's all nervous, Don. He's just as nervous as we are.
Yeah. A little bit.
And it's all good, Cedric. Hold on. What state are you in, man?
I'm in Virginia right now doing some work.
Oh, okay, Virginia.
But I live in Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay, so I had
from Florida.
Okay, cool. I was thinking Atlanta. Okay, so Florida. And so, you know, I want you to first of all, let me introduce you to Don Fleming. This is my co-host. Don, say hi to Cedric.
How you doing, Cedric? Good to meet you.
How's it going, Don? Good to meet you as well.
I'm good,
right,
man. Looking forward to this interview, man.
All right.
Same. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt.
Cedric, I want you to just kind of like give the people an idea of who you are. Like, how did you get started in the music business? And I want you to be able to take your time, and you know, you can go as long as you need. But what is it? How did you even get seduced into becoming an artist? Because it can be.
That is funny. That's funny you say that, actually.
Okay.
It's funny
all
you
right.
say that because I wouldn't say it like that, but yeah, I was sort of like geared towards doing music because I've been singing all my life. So like, you know, 2, 3, you know, singing while I'm, you know, getting changed or whatever. My mom, you know, she's changing my diapers and I'm humming something. And she's like, what you doing? What you humming? You know, because my whole family is like musical, and my dad plays bass, and I have an uncle that plays drums, uncle that plays sax. Like, you know, it's all
nice.
Over. Like,
nice, yeah. Everybody's right.
Yeah, everybody has a little piece of music in their DNA. You know, so it was just easy for me as a kid to, you know, grow up singing. But I just recently got into the business as an adult, so I'm not late, but I'm here. You know.
Amen. Amen. And so,
Go
ahead. Go ahead. Finish your story.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I'm really fairly new to this. So I'm still trying to figure out, you know, the ins and outs and, you know, where to be at, you know, and placements and stuff like that, you know.
Right. So let me ask you this. How did you go about doing your first song? How did that happen?
It was kind of random. I was literally driving from a show because I'm in a band as well. We do like cover music and stuff like that. But I was driving from a show, and I just decided to put on like BeatStars and listen to beats and stuff like that. And I was starting to freestyle to some things, and this one beat caught my attention. I just literally freestyled the entire song. And recorded it on my notes on my phone.
Okay.
And then I was just sitting on it for a long time, and I let a couple friends hear it, and they're like, man, that's pretty cool, man. Like that, where'd you come up with that? Who wrote that? You know? And I'm like, I was freestyling it, you know. And I decided to write it down, you know, after getting some motivation from some friends and stuff. And then you know, I kept sitting on it. I was so nervous to release anything to the world because, you know, I'm kind of shy personally.
Okay.
But
right.
You know, when you get to know me, then I'm open, you know, I'm a social butterfly after you get to know me. So like
it took
a while for me to like be able to like introduce music to the world. I'm like, man, like I don't want to be judged because, you know, how people judge you nowadays. Like, I don't,
right.
You know,
right.
Every people are judging everything now. I'm like, man, I don't know if this sounds silly. Like, you know, I was kind of like, you know, off with that. So I'm like, I didn't know what to do rather than a friend of mine that he's in my band. And he heard it and he has music out. And definitely want to give a shout out to Jorge Lanes. He helped me get out of my shell and move forward with it. He gave me the thumbs up and was like, man, put it out there, you know. And I think it still needs, you know, like another side to it, you know, some more to it. And then I was like, no, I want to finish it before I release. He was like, you know what, man, just put it out there. You never know what's going to happen, you know. People's attention spans are short, you know. And then I'm like, it's only like 2 minutes. He's like, man, that's kind of perfect, you know. You might get, you know, more plays or, you know, people might gravitate towards it because it's short. And then so yeah, I decided to release it, and you know, so far as I'm getting nothing but positive feedback, so I'm really glad I did do that.
Wow. Okay. And so, you know, you have people in the UK that's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear this interview. What's happening? How's your music over in the UK?
In the UK,
it's
doing really well, and I think I have the majority of plays are from UK, Germany, Denmark, And then, of course, U.S. here. I mean, you know, I'm excited to go wherever my music takes me,
takes
you know.
Me. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Wherever that is, you know, and I would love to travel UK and be all around that area, you know. It's all beautiful.
Wow. I mean, you know, it is an amazing venture for you. I mean, I remember when I started out in 19 and and it was I was 19 something, but I was younger than you when I started out. I started at 21 years old, and I started with the Whispers and Shalimar.
Oh, wow.
So I started playing drums on their records, and before
hey.
You know, and so it was just a process, and before you know
mm-hmm.
it was just left and right. We just kept on recording, and we were recording
yep.
over and over and over, and the songs were coming out, and it was just blowing
right.
up the charts. It was blowing up the charts, and the UK really, really blessed us because they really enjoyed that the music that we were doing. And so, you
yes,
know,
for sure.
me, for me, it was kind of a darkness, but I want you to know that you mm-hmm. you need to it was dark because you didn't really know where you were going, so to speak. You're just
mm-hmm.
following the music and saying, let the music take me wherever, you know, just ride
mm-hmm.
the wave, ride the wave, enjoy
yep.
the impact, because it really is a blessing and opportunity for you, and you will at some point, you know, look back and go, wow, I was so young when I did that. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
you know, to all the people that supported me and helped me to get going and stuff. So I have a couple other songs. Why don't you tell us about this other song? We have a song called, I have two other songs I want to play of yours. One is called, let me see, Say It When, and the other one is
mm-hmm.
called Stay. So which one you want me to play, and then you could tell us about it.
Stay. I recorded that so long ago. I think that was probably about 10 years ago. I was trying to put together, it was around that time where Boyce Avenue had started doing all the cover stuff, and I was like, man, like, I can do that. You know, I love covers. I've seen covers in bands all the time. So I'm like,
right.
I can do that, you know. And, you know, a friend
right.
of mine's had a studio, so I started recording covers, and I love that song, Stay. Like, that's one of my favorite Rihanna songs. And
mm-hmm.
for me, I feel that's one of my favorite songs to deliver from her. That, like, shows my range and, you know, impact in my voice and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I decided to record that song along with Talking to the Moon, the Bruno Mars one as well. And but I just never mm-hmm. got a chance to actually release it. So there was
wow.
that. And then Say It When. I just a month ago and finished that. That was actually a song that my girlfriend wrote, just doodling, you know, because she knew I was doing music, and she started doodling some stuff and started sending me things. And I'm like, yeah, this is kind of nice. And I have, you know, musician friends that play all instruments and stuff, and I have a friend that is a pianist, and he plays in a band that I was in before. And I love the way he plays classic piano, because I love that classic feel, you know, organic sounds. And I'm trying to stick more towards organic sounds. And I hit him up, and I was like, hey, man, like, do you record? Like, I didn't know if he made beats or if he was just, you know, playing just, like, in bands and stuff like that. So he told me, he was like, yeah, man, I got a full studio. Yeah, I got 5 keyboards and all this. I'm like, what? Like, I need you to send me something. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't really know exactly what the sound like I'm actually looking for, but I was like sending references and stuff like that. And then he came up with this, and I was like, man, this is beautiful. And just like off rip, I started singing to it, and I'm like, okay, I got a vibe for it. And then I took her lyrics and started, you know, playing with it. And then I'm like, man, this actually sounds pretty good.
Say it when?
Yeah, Say It When. Yeah.
Yeah. And what does that title mean? Say It When.
Well, it was. I was going to put the whole title. Say it when you're losing me.
Uh huh.
And then I don't know. I don't want to ask someone their opinion. I should have just did it. You know, huh?
I'm getting a little Stevie vibes out of that one. Say When.
Okay.
I'm getting a little Stevie in there, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, man. I love Stevie.
I just want to add
love. Shoot, man. That's what's up. I'd love to hear that.
I wanted to go ahead and ask you. I apologize, Warder. I wanted to just come in and chime in and ask you. You had mentioned, you know, it was kind of the cover band when you were talking about the cover band thing. What was like one of your favorite songs to cover, you know, or at least a song that, you know, the crowd can like, you're like, oh,
yep.
No, that's
yep,
it right
yep,
there.
Yep, yep, yep. You know, I got a few of those. definitely Al Green, Let's Stay Together. That's,
okay.
That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition. Superstition. I do that like a cool version. I have my own little version of it that I do at the gigs, and then Sarah Smiles.
Boy, you better stop.
No,
yeah,
oh,
that's my jam.
He said, "See, Sarah Smiles. See, that was the only song I ever got to sing lead in singing that song."
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, I got. Yeah, so
don't do it.
I was so young then. I was 16 years old singing Sarah Smile then.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So, but you know, man, I gotta say that you know your voice. You know, when you pick like the different artists that you want to, you know, you want to redo their songs and stuff. Is it based off of how you sound? Or do you just go, I just like the song and I'm just going to do my best version of it?
No, it's definitely, I like the way I sound when I'm singing along.
Okay.
And, you know, but yeah, I definitely like the way I sound if I'm singing along. Like, I wouldn't take something that I know I'm going to sound silly on and be like, no, I'm just going to do it anyways. Like, you know, but like, I definitely have to, you know, like my voice with it while I'm singing along with it. And I'm like, okay, I could kill this in the studio, you know, like something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And definitely a feel, like I have to feel it, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have
sure.
A question, I think it's a question. It says, the song Say It When is from overseas. Yeah, this is a message to everyone to show our love and appreciation to each other before it's too late.
Exactly.
That's from Greg overseas there. And you know, I mean, when you think about that, that's kind of heavy because we're looking at this, all, you know, the hostage situation we have with, you know, and so when your records are out there, are you thinking that you're affecting anyone like that may be going through something?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. That's honestly to say it when I was kind of nervous to release it because I felt that it was so emotional and I didn't know how, because I mean, I get emotional with it sometimes because I can relate to it. And
right.
My girlfriend, like, she can totally relate to it. I mean, she wrote it. So she definitely, like, you know, she can feel it. And I was just trying my best to deliver it, that feeling so that you can feel it when you do hear it. You know, it's probably not the best lyrical, you know, composure, but, you know, you feel it for sure when you hear it. And that's what my, you know, intentions were.
Well, you know, I want to play it so that people can hear what we're talking about and what you're talking about. Is your girlfriend, does she sing?
She sings in the shower. Mm-hmm.
She
She's
sings?
Pretty well in the shower. She does pretty good.
In the shower.
Car ride, you know, road trip. She's pretty.
Okay.
She does
right,
a thing.
We're going to leave that one alone. All right, so we're going to play it with. That's beautiful, though. Thank you. All right, so listen, let's take a small music break. We're going to listen to this song, Say It When, and we'll be right back right after this.
Never say you love me, only pushing me away. Now that I wanna go, you love me. I know you really, really don't mean that. You're only saying it 'cause you know you're losing me. If you'd have been real with me from the start, might I say, say you love me, you're begging me to say, now that I'm out the door, you need me.
Just stop telling me that you really care. You're only saying it 'cause you know you're losing me. If you'd have been real with me from the start, might I say,
has a very beautiful, beautiful style. He had no drums. No drums. I'm a drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I keep getting that. I keep getting flack from that.
But you know what?
I
like
an extended version of something.
Nah, there you go. I actually like it. I like that it has that different type of vibe altogether. It's not a copy of anything else. It's just kind of, So way to go, man. Way to go. I love that song.
Yeah, wonderful.
Don?
When I listen to it, of course, you know, when he, you know, said when you're losing me, that part, I'm hearing the Stevie Wonder vibe a little bit, but going through the whole piano riff is kind of just John Legend-ish. You know, if that's
mm-hmm.
the word.
Oh, wow.
John
Legend-ish. Yeah.
Right.
You know, but no,
John
no,
Stevie.
For real, young brother, you got it going on that. Man, please make some more music.
Yes, I have a lot more music coming out for sure.
There you go.
I'm actually, I'll be finishing a track this weekend.
Okay.
To release on the 9th of December.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's
going to
be a surprise drop, though. I'm not promoting it or anything until the release date.
Oh, okay. You're just gonna hit it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're just releasing singles. Eventually, you'll do an album.
Correct.
Okay. So you know, I what about your dad? And you know, I mean, how is he excited about what you're doing?
That's a good question. I'm sure he's excited.
Okay.
He has a funny way of showing it, you know. I mean, my parents are They're loving. You know, they're Jehovah's Witnesses, so.
Oh,
that's
it. That's enough.
Yeah,
right
so
my next door neighbor was Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. I get it.
Yep.
So
you
did
know,
he play?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did he play bass in church?
No, and he actually played bass for the public, and
that's
him and his brothers and sisters, like they had a whole band when you know he was in his 20s and stuff, and they would play out shows, you know, for like free.
Wow.
It was like, you know, for free, and because they were Jehovah's Witnesses, so they didn't want to like get paid for it and like get famous and all that stuff.
Wow.
So they were actually presented with an offer from I believe it was Vibes magazine back then, and they turned it down because they didn't want the exposure. Pretty much. So but yeah, you know, my dad still has a bass. He looks at it, you know, it's kind of dusty, but he talks about the days when he used to play. And I'm like, Dad, come on, man, I need that old school like vibes. I need some of your music, man. Like, wake up.
wake up, Dad. But you never know,
right,
man. You may inspire him.
Right.
Him.
That's what I'm hoping for. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, even if you can give him to play bass on something, just play the bass part. Let me see.
Right.
I'm trying to figure, Dad. I'm trying to figure out the bass part. What would the bass part do? You know, just trick him into playing.
Right. That's one way to get him in.
That's right. So I'm gonna let you go, but I want to ask you a couple more questions before we let you go. And one is that this one is from the UK. It says, is it true that you draw inspiration from acts like Queen and Frank Sinatra? If so, do you feel you bring those styles songs?
I'm working on, you know, incorporating those type of styles, but definitely, I mean, Queen, I mean, it's undeniable, and Frank Sinatra, I mean, I still listen to Frank Sinatra, Queen, Journey, I mean, it's all over the board, you know, for me. So that's why I'm trying to be a little more experimental, so when they call me like R&B and soul, I am R&B and soul, but there's another side, you know, that I'm going to show as well, you know. That I'm hoping everyone is excited about as well as much as I am.
All right, man.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely in the works. You know, you're gonna get some Queen, some Frank Sinatra. It's gonna be interesting for sure.
Okay. Don, I meant to say Don.
It's all good. You can call me. It's the first time you ever called me John, man.
I'm sorry.
No, Cedric, I wanted to ask you, I know we talked about a little political, what's going on, you know, and on the other side of the world and whatnot. I wanted to, you had mentioned you live in Florida, right? Now, a lot of situations, you know, there's a lot of turmoil that's going on in Florida. Let's keep it real, as far as, you know, politically and things like that. Are you able to, you know, as far as your music, and I don't want to use the word inspire, but at least do you get a lot of what's going on as far as the political situation down there? Does that, I guess, for the lack of a better word, does that inspire you to make music on, you know, who's going through that? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Because I mean, I do a lot of other things as well. Like, I do some comedy skits and stuff like that. You know, voiceover comedy stuff. Like, just like try to brighten up someone's day. You know, like.
Right.
I feel like people need positive energy, positive people, positive affirmations. Like, just like, it's so much negativity is going on. Like, it's just insane. Like, I mean, it's overwhelming for anybody, you know, even for the positive people, like, that are always positive. Like, we're like, man, like, just today is trying to get me down. Like, what's going on? You know? So, you know, I always want to try to uplift someone, or at least make them, help them feel something, you know, that touches them, you know, and let them express themselves as well. Because, you know, some people need to get things out. You know, you need to cry it out. You got to, you know, work it out between yourself and you know, try to, you know, uplift yourself during your day, you know. So that's, that's, I do think about that for sure.
I think that's great. You know, and I don't mean to try to put that burden. I think it's unfair to just say, to leave all of the burden on an artist to go, you know, to tell him, you know, to write about the problems of the world. No, I'm not saying that. I just wanted to know that there are people that listen to your music and is inspired by you. And when you use those outlets, the comedy outlets, the things like that, you don't know. And I guess my point in general, especially for all the artists that we've interviewed that have been very politically aware of the things that are around them, to understand that music does, it's gonna hit somebody. It's going to inspire somebody. And again, I'm not saying it's the artist's sole responsibility, but I do believe that there is an at least some honest to you know, if you're inspiring people through comedy, if you're inspiring people through skits, you know, might as well do it through music. And I'm glad that you've taken that baton.
Thank you. And yeah, for sure. I mean, I actually, another thing that inspired me a little bit more, it was something that Denzel Washington said. I mean, it was I saw like a TikTok or something a long time ago. And Denzel, you know, he said pretty much like, if you have a God-given talent, you have a duty, you know, to share it. You know, it wasn't like you learned to do it. You were just given the talent, and for you to waste it, it's literally like wasting your time, like wasting your energy on the planet. Because, I mean, I have a gift. Like, you know, I sing every day. Like, literally, I wake up singing. And, you know, I want to be able to affect people, you know, without having to, you know, be over the top, you know, explicit and all this, you know, craziness going on. I was trying to keep it as tasteful as possible. And, you know, like the old movies, old music back in the day, like it was tasteful. Like, you knew what they were talking about. They didn't have to go and say it verbatimly, but you knew what they were getting at, you know, through the messages, through the words. You know, they didn't have to curse and all that to get it through, you know. So I'm trying to bring that style back, you know, just, you know, feeling music, you know, so you feel something and you understand where it's coming from, you understand the message, you're not confused when the song's over, you know, and you're not going to want to go, you know, do some craziness. Like,
right.
Because, I mean, music does impact people, you know. I listen to certain musics when I'm trying to get in a certain mood, you know, like, it's a go-to. It's a mood go-to, you know, with that, whatever mood you want to be in. You want to be up, you want to be down, you have something to go to get you there, pretty much.
Yes, sir.
And what you do bring back, and I'm sorry, Wardell, I just wanted to say this.
I think you bring back
a certain point, you know, when I listen to your music, especially a lot of young artists, you know. I was born in 74. So one of those things with me is like, I know, right? There you go. No,
I can't speak.
I grew up around the Stax music. I grew up around Motown. I grew up, you know, the Philly soul, all that. It was all that different music. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it drew inspiration, but they were socially aware of the things that was going around. That was, you know, even with Motown and what, you know, we can talk about the 60s all day and then into the 70s and going into the 80s during Reagan. So, you know, they all made great music. They all told their story, but they were all politically aware from the template of where they stood, you know, whether it was Philly Soul, you knew with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You knew, you know, with Rufus Thomas and Stax and people like that. So I'm seeing that vision. And again, I don't want to feel like I'm putting a lot on your plate, but I feel like the music that you're playing right now. I'm thinking you are carrying that baton, like I said before. So keep it up, man.
Thank you.
I got nothing but the best for you.
That's beautiful. Well said, man, my
thank
brother.
You so much.
Hey, let me just ask you now. So have you fully recovered from your accident now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just range of motion, just trying to get that back in. That's all.
All right.
But I'm good to go. I can still hold, I can hold my mic strong, you know.
All right.
Pretty much
man.
All I need to do.
Well, you know, we want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story with us. And I know you're working and you're traveling and you're doing your thing. And God bless you, man. And we want to also inspire you to keep doing what you're doing because it's a blessing. That's why we have you on the station here. We wanted to get you on. And so thanks to Greg for hunting you out and bringing you to us. We appreciate
you,
Greg. Yeah, we appreciate you very much, man. And so when you get ready to drop your next song, you know, make Solar your home station and say, hey, I need to come and play my song for some people. So, and come and let us hear your new song. All right?
Of course, definitely.
So,
but you got to be the first ones.
All right. Look at it, Don. So, in closing, is there anything you would like to say to your fans, especially in the UK?
I would say just tune in because I'm working on a lot of different music styles. I know they, you know, say stick to one style, but I honestly have so much to give that I can't put it in one style of music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot coming in and I just want to get it out and I'm hoping everyone enjoys it. And, I can get some positive feedback. Negative feedback is cool as well if you want, but... You know, I love to think, you know, to keep things positive, you know, on the right track.
Awesome. And so I'm going to close out with the song Stay. And you want to tell us who the song is? That's your cover tune. Tell us about the
cover
song.
Tune by Rihanna.
About Rihanna. Okay. And so
thank.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say about it before we play it? Before we finish.
No, just thank you for having me, and I hope you guys enjoy what I got coming for you guys.
Awesome, man. Thank you. And Don, anything you want to say?
No, man. If anybody, are you on social media? If anybody wants to follow you or anything like that?
Oh, yeah,
can they go?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm all over social media. My name is spelt exactly how my mom gave my name. You
there
know, CDRIKROWLAND. I am a cousin of Kelly Rowland, so if you guys can reach out to her and let her and her family know that I'm in the music business, that'd be awesome.
Oh, with Kelly.
But yeah, I'm all over social media. Yeah, that's my second cousin. Believe it or not.
Kelly.
Who? Kelly. Oh, you listening? Stop playing.
Right. Stop playing,
Kelly.
Stop playing, Kelly. Beat me up.
All right.
I'm all over all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you know, just type my name in, you'll find me.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, God bless you.
Sure.
And take care of yourself and
thank
safe
you.
Travels back home. And we got you here at Solar Records Radio, man.
Thank
God
you
bless you. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yep, you got it. You're welcome. All right, guys. So we're going to take a listen to this song. Stay, and we'll be right back right after this.
All alone, it was a fever. Really? really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay. It's not much of a life you're living. It's not just something you take, it's given. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now tell me now, tell me now, tell me now, you know. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay. The broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want to stay. Yeah.
have our girl putting it down here on Solar Records Radio. Oh man, that was really good. I really enjoyed having a young brother on and sharing his thoughts, and you know, man, I'm very proud of him, and I'm wishing him the best, and may God bless him and be with him and keep him good. And so,
I know, man, especially being down there in Florida. God bless him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, yeah, down there with Mr. DeSantis. But whatever, we are going to wish him all the best anyway. And so now it's Don Fleming's time to do his thing here.
Oh,
he's got a block earlier, 15-minute earlier block. That's we like that. We're going to take that. That's all good.
It.
But yeah, I got, yeah. You know, once again, hats off to Cedric Rowland for coming on and you know, just sharing this story. And he's just getting started. You know, he's so young. And so we just want to wish him all the best, man. I mean, he had no drums, no bass. It's just keyboards and vocals.
It sounds great.
It's back
to the basics to me. It's, you know, that's when you
yeah,
to me it's just one of those virtues of just that raw talent. Of course, yeah. If you can sing a cappella, I mean that's kind of first things first. But when you're on the piano, it's just you and the piano, and you're, I guess for lack of a better word, lack of a better expression, you're making love to that piano. And you're singing and you're harmonizing, you're doing these things. That's a back to the basics thing. And that's what's missing to me, in my opinion. That's what's missing in a lot of music, man. Just that intimate moments where it's just focusing on talent. It's not about looks. It's not about booty shaking. None of that. Again, I'm a guy. I like to have fun. I like to see a light derriere shaking every now and then. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, when you're having those moments when it's all about talent. It's all about just sitting down, like whether you're playing the drums or whether you know someone's playing the flute. Shout out to Andre 3000. You know, on his flute album, a lot of people were kind of making fun of it, but no, the brother put out a great album. You know,
yeah.
it's different. A lot of people may think it's unorthodox, but when you listen to it in its purity, it's a beautiful album. You know,
yeah.
So when you sit down and you're playing the flute, me, I'm sitting down playing the saxophone. It all boils down to the talent and expressing yourself through the interpretation of music. So, I don't want to use too many, you know, just too many words in the word salad or whatever. That's just how I feel, man. You know, a lot of that is missing. That intimacy in the musical sense is missing in a lot of music today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, we are very fortunate. You know, we've gotten a few very talented musicians that come here and allow us to interview them. Man, oh, man, keep on doing what you're doing, my brother. Keep on doing it, Roland.
Yeah.
And
Shout out to Cedric Rowland, man. Look out. Be on the lookout for that brother. As a matter of fact, he said he is the second cousin to Kelly Rowland, you know, formerly a Destiny's Child. So, Kelly, if you're listening, you know, hey, your cousin, hey, you know, brother Calvin.
There you go.
We got an hour and 9 minutes left. Wardell is giving me the permission. I get the permission to do my own block. I'm going to do a straight up new music, indie soul block. I got some blues. I got some jazz on the way. But I want to focus on this young brother, man. I just found out about him probably about a couple of months back and never really just got a chance to, you know, just kind of put some of his music in. But when I was I just randomly listened on TikTok, and I was like, okay, this is something. This is something right here. So I want to play a quick song. Well, actually, this is my block. But I want to start off the block with some new classics. This is music from the brother by the name of October London. Name of the song is called Back to Your Place. Listen to it. Tell me what you think when we get back. Keep it locked right here. Indie jazz and all that blues. Well, indie blues and all that jazz. Keep it locked. that Jazz Wednesday. That was music from City Bay featuring Herb Albert and Devin Morrison. Ready Enough before that. Gave you some new music from young group, beautiful young sisters by the name of the Shindellas. I mean, very 60s throwback. I love it. The name of the song is called Ooh La La. Of course, you guys heard it. Very, very retro sound. Takes you back to at least the 1980s on that one. And started off the block, October London. I love that song, October. I fell in love with it, and I saw the Soul Train Awards the other day. And I was just floored by his performance. Even though it was an abbreviated performance, it was a great performance nonetheless. The name of the song is called Back to Your Place. Now, did you guys get a little Marvin Gaye vibes a little bit? Just a little bit, you know. I was like, okay, I like it. I really like it. So I'm listening to a little bit more of his music, and I'm liking what I'm hearing. And, hey, nothing but the best for that brother. See if we can get my brother back on. Wardell, what's up, man?
Hey. So, great block, my brother. I was really enjoying that. I was hoping that you were doing two blocks, but...
I got some jazz on the way. I got some blues on the way, but just let me know if you want me to... if you want me to do a couple of more songs and, you know, in a couple of more blocks or whatever, but I'm willing to do that. So I'll be here.
Yeah. So what do you think about artists that, I'm trying to understand, you know, what this question means. It says, can you guys discuss the feeling about commercial success when it's not always about real talent? How do you both feel about that?
Oh, you know, I think I get what the question is asking. I think the commercialization, the aesthetics, the materialism of you know what an artist may look like or things like that. If that person is eye candy and there's no talent, I think it's been very overly saturated with, to me, a lot of people who lack that talent. And, you know, when we talked about the artists, you know, we talked about Cedric. When Cedric came on, you know, he kind of brings that, the feel of that artist just being one with himself and his music, his piano, whatever, and the talent just flows out. We lost that somewhere. I mean, I'm not going to say we lost it. I don't want to be too hyperbolic. I think there's some great music out there today. I just played a block of great new artists. But I think, you know, in the commercialization of it, those things get overlooked because you're trying to reach a broader – when you feel like you're reaching a broader audience, sometimes that broader audience – only see aesthetics. They only see the materialism. They only see, and I'm sorry to say, in some levels, they see a lot of ignorance. So a lot of that ignorance that's being put in the forefront in the commercialization. And, you know, at the end of the day, people want to make money. People want to have a career, and sometimes talent gets put back on the back burner. And it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate. You know? So if I'm getting the question correctly, I think that's basically, you know, how I felt about, you know, the talent taking a back seat to the commercialization of music and commercialism of music. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just got a thumbs up from the question, so from the questionnaire. So, yeah, you got the question right. You got it right, my brother.
I think, you know, even when you think about, you know, hey, I'm always talking about Philly soul because that's what I grew up on and I loved it. And I'm not saying that because you're from Philly. I've been like that ever since I was a kid. But no, you think about Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You think about the Stylistics. You think about even, you know, the Spinners and you know. All, you know, you think about, even though they were from Detroit, but, you know, the Spinners, that was Philly
music. The Delphonics.
Yeah, the Delphonics. All of those groups, man, You know,
you
there
knew
was
who
some
they were. As soon
there
as they
was
started
something.
Singing.
You knew their talent. You knew,
yeah.
You know, yeah, everybody was doing, this was what, 10 years removed from like that whole, correct me if I'm wrong, Wardell. I mean, you're older than I am. But no, 10 years removed from like that doo-wop era. So a lot of that soul music, those elements of the doo-wop was still in, you know, ingrained in a lot of that Philly soul. But everybody did their own thing and gave their own interpretation of it. And that was talent in itself.
Yes.
That took a lot of talent within itself, Wardell.
Yep.
So, you know, when you talk about the Delphonics, you knew who the Delphonics were. You knew who the Stylistics were. You know, you knew who Harold Melvin and the Blue, because they didn't sound alike.
Right.
You know?
Everybody had their own ID.
Uh-huh.
And that right there is the key. Having your own identification is so important. And we didn't even realize what that was. We were just doing us. Everybody was just doing themselves. They weren't copying. They weren't using the same machine. And now everything sounds the same. It's just like, and you have to pick out, you have to actually seek out a really good talent by listening to the point where you have to listen so hard it can become mind-boggling. But it's something, because something sticks out in it, you know, like, oh, wait a minute, there's something special there, and you start to listen to that artist a little harder and a little closer before you realize, man, this guy is really good, you know. But back in the day, you could say that right away.
And they had their core audience. They had the demographic of core audiences. You know, I think it didn't really hit really the forefront until Soul Train. You know, Soul Train gave like a national exposure. But even before that, they still had that core audience. And the core audience, it didn't even, and I'm going to say it like this, it didn't really matter what color you were, because there were a lot of white kids that was watching Soul Train, that was, you know, 5 years earlier, was listening to Harold Melvin, listening to the Stylistics and all that. So that we're talking about a core audience.
Right.
So
right.
Now when you got to the commercialization of it, that's when people started changing the image and say, well, let's go with the trends now, because that's what the commercial people, that's the conventional wisdom of what the commercial, the people that know about commercial success, this is what they're saying. You know, it's like, it's almost like, and I'm going to use food as an analogy. You think about a bowl of chili. You think about it, and you make your bowl of chili. You got Wardell's Texas chili. You're calling it Wardell's Texas Philly chili, whatever. And everybody's coming in and saying, yeah, this chili's good. But you know what? It might need a little bit more oregano. It might need a little bit more time. It might leave, and then not only people talking, the people that are, some of the folks that's getting ready to talk, they come in and stick their finger in your chili and be like, needs a little sugar. And then that next more person put their finger in the chili. Then you're looking at them people, you're gonna be looking at them folks like they crazy. Why you got your finger in my chili?
Oh Lord.
Then you realize it's not your chili anymore. You know, you see what I'm saying? That's what the whole commercializing the music is. Everybody's putting their finger in your chili.
Wow.
you get where I'm coming from?
Don't put your finger in my chili.
Exactly.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, a few people are sitting in the table a few feet away saying, yeah, you might need to put a little bit more oregano. Yeah, you might put a little, and then you might be like, okay, yeah, let me see what happens if I do that, just experimenting. But then you got the folks coming up just boldly, coming up to you and just sticking their finger in your pot of chili.
Yeah, I get it. No. What new artists are you listening to right now? Like, who is
new
artist?
Oh God, man. The artist that I just played. I'm learning a little bit more about, you know, London, October London, the brother I played in the first,
yeah,
the
that,
first song.
That first, yeah, that first song was crazy good.
You know, I'm feeling like a lot of, you know, of course the, yeah, you put me on the spot, but I'm trying to remember the names. I think the APX, I still listen to them. It's a couple, you know, that kind of gives you that whole Ashford and Simpson vibe. They're still doing their thing, the APX. I listen to a lot of new artists, man, believe it or not, that are like making a lot of great soul music. They're just not out there in the commercial sense. And that's why I think we need something like I don't know if you call it a soul train or what. We need something of that outlet that can highlight that music, man. You know, you can get it from YouTube or whatever, but, you know, a lot of people go to other things on YouTube. So to get them out there in the forefront, I think it's very important because, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I'm going on TikTok, I'm going on Twitter or whatever it's called now, and there's a lot of young people, I mean, even in their 20s and early 30s, that are longing for soul music. I go on these TikTok lives, and a lot of these kids now that are 20 years old, they're listening to Love TKO by Teddy Pendergrass. They're listening to the SOS Band. They're listening to Outstanding by the Gap Band and Shalimar. So there's a lot of that, believe it or not, there's a lot of that yearning for old school music, because I've mentioned it before, kids go down that rabbit hole of going to YouTube videos. They're not going to get out of it. And you know, and that's a good thing, you know. There's a lot of reaction videos. I guess that's the trend now on YouTube. Well, a lot of young people react to music from the 70s and 80s or whatnot. And they're like, man, I've never heard this before. Or I remember my mom or my grandmom playing this, and I never really thought about it until now. You know, so a lot of kids going down that rabbit hole of just listening to great music. But to answer your question, not to stray away from what, you know, what you were initially trying to ask, I think there's a lot of new artists that capture those moments. And I think if you give it a little bit of a push, I don't have the strings to pull, you know, when it comes to, you know, making that decision. But I wish there were avenues to have those artists on a commercial platform, on a more popular platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people that chimed in today. I want to give a shout out to Sugar Rainbow. Thank you, sweetheart, for chiming in. We appreciate you and love you.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, and we'll give a shout out to Tracy. Tracy's so sweet. She just chimed right on in there, and she was the one that was saying, waiting, can't wait to hear it. And so that's from the UK. And Kay, what's up, Kay? Halston, what's up? Much love to you. And then always our girl in Detroit, Michigan. Who's that, Don?
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Baby girl. Hey, we got our girl in Detroit, Michigan. It's so sweet. And my brother, he's always over there. I mean, not always over there. What am I saying? He's always loving on her. And she's so sweet, and we love her so much. And much love to you, sweetheart. God bless you. And thank you for always just being a great and the best part of Soul Art Records Radio. Want to give a shout out to Desiree as well. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's so many people that I just wanted to just
you mentioned her name, but shout out to Julian, shout out to her. She's definitely been an avid listener of the show, and really, really appreciate her. you know.
Julianne. All right. Anyway, so I want to get back to some more music, Don. And you want me to hit it, or you got it?
Yeah. You got this block. I'll get the next one for you, man. Because I got a couple of songs I want to play. But do your thing. I'm here.
All right. Here we go on Solar Records Radio.
When I met you. off my feet, babe. Everything you did to me.
And that's the funk. Oh, my God. Jelly Bean Benitez from The Time, the drummer, doing his thing, putting it down, making it happen. And we're so proud of you, Jelly Bean, man. And we really enjoyed having him on and doing an interview with him. That was so cool. And he's just a blessing, man. What a beautiful brother he
Jelly Bean
is.
Johnson.
That's right. Did
Jelly
I say
Bean
that?
Benitez.
No, Jelly Bean Johnson. I
okay.
said, I meant Jelly Bean Johnson.
I got you.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we had such a great time having him on. And do you remember when you had him on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And from Morris Day and the Time. From
mm-hmm.
The Time. He's the drummer. But he's also an amazing guitarist. And I will play, I'm not sure if I have time, but I wanted to play you another song that he did playing the guitar. Man, guitar solo is just sick. How could he be that good on the guitar and the drums? That's just...
How?
And that's what you call talent. That's called digging down and just, you know, and just going for your gifts. Because you just, right, you never know what you got in the saddle until you reach in there and pull it out. And so
right.
much love to him and got some. Hey, I've been playing my music, I've been thinking about yours, your next block.
Okay. We got 27 minutes left of the show. I want to play a little jazz, of course, jazz. So you know how I do it. You know, I'm a big fan of this brother. I'm a big fan of the Robert Glasper Experiment. So it's only fair. It's only fair to give you a classic. Something from last year, you know, not too current, a couple of years back, a year ago. Of course, this is music from Robert Glasper and featuring Gregory Porter and Ledisi. Name the song is called It Don't Matter. You guys keep it locked. It's Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Soul on Records Radio. Keep it locked.
I can walk a little further. Show you how to dance when it rains. You can be my compass. I just don't know how to love you the same.
You don't love me, but you want me. Circle that won't teach you a lie. I love you and I want you. But it feels like we're out of time. I wish you knew what you wanted. Stop pushing me away. We could be some value. And I see you and I together.
music from the lovely Miss Rochelle Burrell, Rochelle Farrell from 1992 till you come back to me. Before that, from 1973, Summer in the City, Mr. Quincy Jones, and of course started off the block from 2021, 22 music from Robert Glasper and Letticy and Greg Porter, It Don't Matter. It's about 12 minutes left of the show. It's going to wrap it up for us, but make sure you tune in tomorrow. It is Throwback Thursday. Yes. And Wardell, where are you, brother? Let's see if you're back. You can close us out. But remind the people, I just mentioned it, but just in case, you know, from your perspective, remind the people what's coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow we are celebrating Throwback Thursday. And I'm excited because it's really well, we just got a new flyer, thanks Greg, and the flyer, you know, it just says, you know, 60s 70s 80s and 90s, so we're going to be hitting all the blocks and stuff. I won't be doing the 90s as much as Don will be, but I'll be, you know, doing the 80s, so I might squeeze a couple of 90s in there, I don't know, we'll see. But anyway, yeah, we're just going to do what we do at Solar Records Radio every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come hang out with us and have a good time with us.
There you go. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you letting me do this block and, you know, close it out, take us home, man. I want to thank that young brother for calling in and hanging out with us, man. By the way. Shout out to him and want to wish him continued success on his music. And hopefully he gets some new projects coming. He's definitely going to come back. I'm going to hold him to that.
Yeah. So. Yes. He says he'll be done with it this weekend. So maybe we'll get with him in a couple of weeks or two or three weeks. Sweet. And see if we can squeeze him in. That'll be right around Christmas time. So he said he's going to sneak this one out. He's just sneaking it out. He's not even promoting it. He's just dropping it like it's hot. And so we'll be really blessed to be able to drop it with him. So we look forward to that. And guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you and love you so much here at Solar Records Radio. You guys have a blessed rest of your day, wonderful evening, and all that good stuff. And I'm going to go with our girl from the Mary Jane Girls, Miss JoJo's in the house. Much love to JoJo. I'm going to play her song because it is that time of the season. And so a time of the year where, you know, we do the songs and stuff like that. Next time we're going to be playing some Christmas songs, guys. So next week, we're going to mix it up. We're going to mix it up as we always do here at Solar Records Radio. Good night, Don Fleming. God bless you, man. And thanks for hanging out the whole show. Good God.
No problem, man. No problem.
Happy
holidays. Thanks for having me.
And happy holidays to you and your wife, man. May God bless both of you. And I just pray y'all all have a wonderful, wonderful, holiday season. You know, just be safe out there in your travels, Don, because I know you're going back and forth. So be safe. God bless you guys all. And we'll talk to you later.
No problem. Okay. Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys. Peace out. Come on, JoJo. Give it to us.
Tied up with strings. Few of my favorite things, girls in white dresses with